USA News. I'm Skip Kelly. Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, said Sunday that several of its soldiers were slightly injured as a result of an anti-tank missile being fired toward an IDF vehicle in Beit Hillel in northern Israel. The IDF said the injuries were caused by fragments and that the IDF vehicle was damaged in the attack. The IDF said that it identified several missile launches in the Hardov area, some of which fell inside Lebanese territory. It said its artillery was striking the sources of the fire. Elon Musk debuted the revamped Tesla Cybertruck on Thursday in Austin, Texas.
It's the first electric vehicle Tesla offers that isn't a sedan and marks the company's entry into a growing EV pickup market. The bed of the truck, over 6 feet long, has a towing capacity of 11,000 pounds, and it's bulletproof.
If Al Capone showed up with a Tommy gun and emptied the entire magazine into the car door, you would still be alive. So, and so people say, like, well, you know, why'd you make it bulletproof? I'm like, why not? How tough is your truck?
Originally thought to be about $35,900, the price range $69,990 to $99,900. I'm Corey Myers.
A suspect accused of killing three homeless men in L.A. has been apprehended. He was already in custody for another murder near L.A., according to the Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
By Thursday morning, very early Thursday morning, they placed Jared Joseph Powell under arrest for murder and robbery.
He's been charged with three homeless men's killing after the car identified near the first shooting was confirmed as the same vehicle present at the scenes of the three homeless killings. After announcing the sale of a majority stake in the Dallas Mavericks, it was speculated that owner Mark Cuban might be running for president. However, he told NBC News he has no plans to run in 2024. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
New York Congressman George Santos has been removed from office. Laura Winters has the details.
If you go to the Longworth House office building and look for the office of George Santos, you will not find him in the directory. His nameplate is gone, the office door is locked, and his congressional website down. Republicans have more than a dozen people to choose from. Democrats seem to be eyeing three people. Santos expelled Friday after an ethics report on his conduct that accused him of using campaign donations for his own use. He is the sixth member in the chamber's history to be ousted by colleagues in a 311-114 vote.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer and House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan have requested Hunter Biden's deposition later this month as part of the investigation into potential articles of impeachment against President Biden. Emphasizing that Hunter Biden will not receive special treatment, the lawmakers, including Comer, who previously subpoenaed Hunter Biden, have scheduled the deposition for December 13th. Southern states are attracting a growing number of residents, as data from the U.S. Census Bureau indicates that more people move to the South than any other region last year. Southern states grew by more than 1.3 million people in 2022, with Florida leading as the fastest growing state. According to a survey by real estate brokerage HomeBay, the primary reasons for Americans moving include obtaining a larger home, residing in a more affordable area, and enhancing their overall quality of life. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.